Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today we're speaking with the Central Iowa, Iowa State University Extension field agronomist, Megan Anderson. And Megan, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. As we looked at the latest here with the crops, as we're now in the month of October, looking out, seeing all the machinery out in the field. So yeah, let us know what the latest is where we're at here with the corn and soybeans.
Yeah, so virtually all of the corn and soybeans are mature and we're just kind of waiting on harvest in some fields. And obviously, as you noted, there's quite a bit of harvest that's going on right now with the good weather conditions we've had. We're getting nice and warm during the day. The sun's out. That helps dry out those crops so they're not too tough to harvest. And the big thing holding us back is that we can't be everywhere all at once. And in some cases, the crop just is a little too wet to harvest for the way that people are storing it if they don't have grain dryers. But things seem to be going really smoothly this fall, and harvest reports so far are pretty good.
And yeah, so, you know, as we approach harvest, walk us through, you know, if someone is kind of unfamiliar with what that process is, can you explain a little bit about, I guess, what goes on with the crops in that moment?
Yeah, so I'm not an engineer, so I can talk a little bit about what happens from August to now, right? So obviously our crops go through what we would call the grain fill period, right? So anybody who grows a garden or has seen plants grow is probably pretty familiar with how they, you know, you sit and you watch your tomatoes and they get bigger and bigger and bigger, and then they reach their maximum size and you still have to wait for them to turn red, right? And it, you know, those first ones always seem like they take forever, but right. With crops, it's similar, right? So we are filling the grain. We're making the grain bigger and bigger and bigger. We're filling it with more material. And then eventually it reaches its maximum size. And then we have to wait just for it to reach its maturity. And a lot of that is losing enough moisture that plant will cut the grain off from the rest of the plant. And from that point on, that typically happens in late August or early September. We're just waiting for the crop to dry enough that we can get out in the field to harvest. And so there's really two approaches to that. Virtually all the soybeans are going to be harvested at a storable moisture, right? They're going to be dry enough that they can go directly into a grain bin to be stored. They may need to be cooled once they go into the grain bin, depending on what the weather conditions are like. But a lot of corn can be harvested at a higher than storable moisture if somebody has a dryer available. And so a lot of co-ops will have dryers available, and then some farms have it available. And so that's a lot of the corn that's being harvested right now is being harvested at a higher percent moisture than we would like to store it long term. And so that crop needs to be dried then and stored. But when we're out in the field, right, obviously that those combines go into the field. And it's the same machinery, it's just the settings are different and the head is different depending on whether or not you are harvesting corn or soybean. And so we were very effectively and efficiently taking the crop off at this time of year and hauling it off to some place to either be stored or dried and then stored so that we can get and use it for end products.
Again, we are speaking here with the Central Iowa ISU Extension field agronomist, Megan Anderson. And Megan, well, you mentioned the weather a little bit ago, and yeah, it's been fairly warm here. As you know, I'm looking kind of at the immediate forecast, at least here, you know, coming up temperatures this weekend, like in the 80s, and then, you know, dropping down to like mid to maybe upper 70s. So, you know, what is that kind of the upcoming weather forecast tell you about what, you know, what will happen and how that'll affect the crops?
Yeah. So obviously that really warm weather is great for getting these crops dried out so that we can get things harvested. A lot of times this time of year, we grow really good soybean crops, especially this year when we had so much moisture and we really had sort of a long drawn out reproductive stage because we had rainfall during July and part of August and we had really relatively cooler than average temperatures. And so the warm conditions that we're having right now, right, these 80 degree highs and sun, and then you throw in some wind that it seems like we're going to be getting as well, that will dry those crops out really quickly. It will make them easier to harvest. The downside of that is obviously that it can, especially with soybeans, we can drop that moisture much further than we would like to. And those beans can become little BBs, kind of. They become really hard and they bounce around a lot more. But this weather is going to be really good for the drying conditions. When we get into next week, when those highs are, at least we've got, looks like maybe 1 or 2 days where those highs are quite a bit lower, it means we're probably going to be a little slower to get started in the morning, especially if there's some dew out on the crop or some higher humidities out there. But it does look like things are going to rebound again. We've got a longer term forecast that is running pretty strongly warmer than average temperatures and below average rainfall. And so that's going to mean good things for harvest, as long as we can keep our efficiency up and we don't run into issues like seeing things like field fires or other problems that can come about when we are drier than normal.
Awesome. Again, we have been speaking here with the Central Iowa ISU Extension field agronomist, Megan Anderson. Megan, yeah, thanks for kind of walking us through everything again as we prepare for harvest time and the crops. And so it's good to know that the weather is cooperating well. And, you know, we'll check in with you again in a couple of weeks and see how things are going.
All right. That sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. That's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.